You are now listening to The Confession Box, where sinners are celebrated.
Every Sunday with Father Creed and Sister Barry.
Sinners can send in their confessions via our socials or email at theconfessionboxpod@gmail.com.
We welcome you to our fucking iconic congregation. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Confession Box Pod.
If you enjoy this episode, please rate, follow, subscribe and share.
Now go forth and eat, pray, slay.
Hello, welcome back to The Confession Box.
Oh my God, sorry, you scared me. I normally start.
I know, you're welcome.
God, that was a flip to the script.
Diet Coke.
It really was a flip to the script. Diet Coke, sponsor us. Anyway.
Hi. No, just normal cocaine. Full fat Coke with ice.
No, Coca-Cola Zero sugar.
Really? No, my hangover cure, full fat Coke, ice, and a bit of lemon.
No, Luke said orange.
No.
Luke said orange. Is
really?
The
no.
Absolute cure, because it gives you glucose and it, like, you know, it gives your sugar levels back up.
In hospital, if someone is like, you know, low blood sugar, you give them Lucozade tablets or Lucozade
tablets.
Yeah, you can get Lucozade like tablets, kind of like sweet tablets.
Girl, or can, like, you hook me up? Like, I'd love those.
No, but anyways, the reason I'm saying this, I remember when I was really hungover. Like, actually, there's been a couple of times I've been really hungover, but I love, like, just drinks. Like, I need loads of fluids.
Same.
And we were in France and I was deadly hungover. Like, I had about 7 drinks in the one day, maybe 9. And no. Everyone was like, Brenna, that's not healthy. But anyways, when we were in Greece, me and Aaron, I was like, I really need a full fat Coke or something. He goes, Brenna, if you're not diabetic, I'm not gay. I was like, I actually can't. And I don't know why, oh, anytime God. I see, like, sugar or I eat sugar, I just hear Aaron going, I'm not gay.
Lovely.
Anyways, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome back to The Confession Box.
New Year, same old us.
Same shit, different day, innit?
Yeah, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions like every other podcast on the planet. But I think it's a funny one because me and Brianna are very real when it comes to these. We're kind of realists when it comes to New Year's resolutions.
Like, yes, but, like, does my mind... Like, I think when you see so much shit on social media, you're like, okay, I'm going to start, like, eating healthier. I'll do Veganuary. Do you know what I mean? I will go back to the gym.
That
I will
never...
I will unpause my FlyFit membership.
That has never crossed my mind to do Veganuary.
It's crossed my mind now, I'm not going to lie.
Well, of course it crosses your mind. Like, never mind.
No, it's crossed my mind.
Oh, like, I just...
I'm like, Mike, there's a bit white, you know?
Like, Veganuary. Yeah, grand. But, like, you're especially, just going to be vegan for a month?
No, well, maybe. Because, do you know what? Aldi do great Veganuary food. Like, they do really nice sticky toffee buddies.
This is just us begging for a sponsorship for 25 minutes straight. Coke and Aldi do great Veganuary.
No, but they actually do. Like, they always get, in fairness... I remember last year going into Aldi specifically just because they had these really nice vegan sticky toffee puddings. I love vegan food.
Sorry,
when it's still not healthy. Like, do you know what I mean?
Vegan sticky toffee. I could get on the train.
Like, there was like these really nice chocolate, like, lava cakes, I suppose. What they were. Oh no, they do beautiful vegan food. But it, like that, I love vegan food when it's. Still tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good for you.
Do you remember, like, there was always that girl in school that would, like, be, oh my God, I'm gonna go vegan. And then they'd come in with just Oreos for their lunch.
I did not cross any of those in my path.
No, they're so funny. Like,
but that's an
I'm vegan.
One.
So I just had a frappuccino with lactose free milk.
That's not even vegan then.
Like, that's literally, oh my God, I remember the time where I tried to go vegan.
It was the worst 2 hours of my life.
I was in Kilkee, right? Why I chose to do it in Kilkee, like...
I know, you
I
have
like,
bacon and all
okay,
the breakfast
okay, so yummy. So I had, like, toast for breakfast with... So that olive, like...
Tapenade.
No, the olive butter.
Oh, the... Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
you.
So it wasn't
golden
like...
Golden olive.
Yeah, so I had that.
Flora.
And then I went down and I got a lactose milk... coffee.
But that's not vegan.
Or lactose free milk, whatever.
That's still not vegan because it's still milk. It still comes from a cow, which is cruelty to animals.
Oops.
So he was not a vegan for even a time.
No, but soya milk, yeah.
Soya milk, yeah.
Sorry, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
soya
yeah.
milk. So I was, yeah. Up until about 4 o'clock when I got, no, do you know what else I got? I got Arizona green tea as well.
Which is like literally pure sugar.
It's
yeah.
disgusting
I love it.
Though.
I used to love it when I lived in
it's
Arizona.
It's disgusting. That's shit. We all bought it for the bottle. Let's be fucking real.
I drank a lot of it when I lived in Arizona, but like with loads of ice.
Yeah, well,
like,
I drank it all in Kilkee County Clare. So, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
And then I ended up eating bacon.
Not even halal.
Oh, girls, I just love a bit of bacon.
That's the New Year's resolution gone down the toilet.
I can't. That will never be my New Year's resolution. Fair play to you vegans.
I was vegan for a good bit. And
you
I did,
were.
I did well. And I actually felt so much better. That's why I'm like contemplating, okay. And like, it's so much better for like your immune system. Like, I was genuinely thriving. Like, lost some weight, got all the nutrients, ate like real healthy, you know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah, maybe. But then I'm like, oh, it's such a gimmick.
I just think it's so...
It's a bandwagon. Like, people are sheep.
Like, I obviously understand sheeple.
We're all sheeple.
I understand that obviously it really does help the world as well with like sustainability and like meat processing is like ruining the planet also.
I'm just like cruelty. But
I just...
You can't.
I love chicken.
Did you see like... Okay, no, we're not going
to... You're gonna try and go, did you see Cowspiracy?
No.
And I'm not going to watch it.
I haven't seen Cowspiracy yet. I follow PETA on Instagram though, and they like put up some triggering videos, and I'm like, oh, will I watch it?
See, to be honest, I'm moving on.
Moving on.
I'm
just gonna get you a chicken for Christmas. Is that a chicken?
Is that a chicken?
No.
So
moving on. Veganuary, maybe. I'll
fitness.
See. Fitness, I don't know. I did pause my FlyFit membership, like I really did before Christmas. Because I haven't been, to be honest, since October.
Can you pause them?
Yeah, you can pause
them.
That's
so good.
I think you just get charged like a fiver instead of like
the
full fee.
That's unreal.
Yeah, but like I haven't been to the gym since October. Like,
the gym I
went to November for like a day.
The gym I went to, oh God, I don't know if I should be saying this, sure fuck it.
Which one?
I went to the gym, I'm not going to say which gym because they might... But I
or
canceled.
Sponsor.
No, I cancelled the direct debit because I couldn't get in contact with them.
So that's so bad.
I couldn't get in contact with them, so I cancelled the direct debit. And now I keep getting like this email that's like, your unpaid balance is... And I'm like, but I'm not paying it because you didn't contact me.
It's like, I tried to get through to you, so...
Oops.
Bring it up in a court of law. Anyway.
Oh my
fitness,
God.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not good at fitness.
I'm not that person who's like, I'm going to go for a hike every weekend.
I like walks. I like going for a walk with the dog. I love going around the parks.
Yeah.
Joe, I'm a bit of a yummy mummy in that respect. I love getting my puffer
catch
coat
him
on.
Around Munger Park.
Love getting a coffee, getting my puffer coat on and going for a walk. Love that. That's my idea of fitness.
My idea of fitness is walking into college instead of getting the bus.
But that is... No, but like, I'm sorry, right? If you have like a little bit of a New Year's resolution, you want to get a bit fitter, those things are the things to start off with. Like, walk to college.
Take
walk
the
to work. You know, you don't take the stairs. Exactly.
Yeah. I think like I could start small if I'm going to do resolutions. But I wouldn't be like, I'm going to do all of this.
Like, you see these young ones, girls, right? And they're living over in Bali on the side of a cliff. And they're there, I'm going to become a more spiritual being.
I'm going
to only eat dirt and fucking fly around my room doing chakras. I don't know.
Doing like, chakras.
Do you know, like, I'm like, girl, come down to earth. Let's be real. You are going home, getting out of that get up, right? Getting out of all the like stones hanging off you, all this shit, right?
And I'd love to know who you're
eating.
Seeing.
A family size bar of Whisper, right? With a big glass of regular Coke watching The Real Housewives. We know it.
And you know what? I prefer that.
But like, I'm sorry, we know it, right? But I would appreciate those people more if they came on and went, guys, we all have our demons.
I find spirituality is so complex. But
I used to be into it at a time.
I still kind of am.
I am a
bit.
But
I'm also like, nah, fuck that.
I do think though that for a good 2 years, we were plugged so much shit that we believed.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, guys.
I'm kind of getting, do you know what I'm getting really sick of?
What?
Seeing all, like, okay, I do love a vision board. I do love setting goals.
Also, after doing a vision board for this podcast, I do like the boss.
But if I see, I just feel like maybe I just need to do a clear out. My Instagram feed is all manifest with me. Manifest this, manifest that. I'm like, it's not just wishing on a star. Like,
I'm wishing on a star.
The blue fairy isn't gonna fucking come down and give you like a grand.
But this is
go
it.
Work.
Like, it's the people that like have like. See, this is where I bring in that Kim Kardashian quote. Just get up and fucking work. Yeah. She had a point. She had a bit of a point. But, like, I just think that, like, if you have a multi-million dollar company and you're like, I just wrote it down one day that I was going to have a multi-million dollar company. So if I write down there that I want to win the Euro Millions next week, it's going to happen.
No.
Like, that's you not have, what it is.
It's
and I
work
think,
as well.
And I think that
inspired
is where...
Inspired action, as they say.
Exactly. And that's where it gets a bit, like, blurred lines for me. I'm like, okay, that's not real.
I do feel like it's gotten very commercialized to the point where, like, people are just putting up, like, static grid posts being like, manifest in three easy ways. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not, like, if there was an easy way to do... Everything, everyone would do it, but it's
that's it. We'd all be fucking millionaires over in Beverly Hills. You know what I mean?
We'd all be at Kris Jenner's Christmas party. Anyways, that would be like I don't know. Those are like the New Year's resolutions. I know. Dry January.
Oh, girls could never be me.
This is like the most sober year of my life.
I have to say though, I'm the same as you. I feel like this year we really didn't go out a lot.
I remember like I think like the last proper night out in a nightclub I had was for your birthday, and that was March.
Yeah. Well, I
or
had...
Or then the Christmas...
I had my Christmas night out, which wasn't...
But that wasn't like a night out and a night...
Well, we did go...
You guys did. I left.
After you left, we did go. But it wasn't great. I think it's just I've gone out and I look at my money, right? Mm-hmm. I'm so, like, bad
with
spending money.
Becoming a miser.
No, not like that. But, like, Joe, let's say when you go on a night out and you go hell for leather and you're after spending about 120 quid in one night.
Easily.
In Limerick.
Yeah. You're like...
Do you know what I mean? I'm like...
That could have gotten me to London.
That could have bought me a pair of Uggs.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
I'm
just,
very bad.
You put
bad.
It in perspective and you're just like, it's not
I
worth it.
Just, I'm like, I would rather buy myself nice things and go nice places like concerts or go to Dublin or do little things like that. Then go out.
Like, I don't want to put on heels ever again in my life after the last time I wore them.
I just think, like, and it's just like you see the same people the same
time. It's the
same
thing. Hi, how are you? Fuck
oh my
off.
God, I haven't seen you in Fuck 2 years. Off. Oh my God, how's the baby?
Like, oh my God, hi, how are you? And you're back. You're back from Australia or London. Oh, that's lovely. And
back
how's,
for
your
Christmas.
How's your mum? How's your mum?
I can't deal with
that. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about your mom. I couldn't give a fuck about it. No one.
Don't even follow you on Instagram.
Do you know what I mean?
Fuck off.
Like, I'm just like, it's just so draining. And like, where do we go now? We go to house.
It's just seeing the same faces all the time. And I said it to you on that night out. I was like, lads, I fucking hate this. Why am I standing on like cobblestones in heels, boots, absolutely in agony, put on... You know, my good new makeup, the Refi stuff Reese gave me to go say hello to the same people.
Oh, thanks, Jess Hunt, for that.
Like some fella, I got the giddy up on behind a nightclub when I was 17. Like, why am I getting dolled up to say, like, awkwardly stare?
I just think that I have, and Mom was even going like, to me last night. Mom was shaming me, actually. She was like, you're young, you should be going out and having one. And I'm like, but I don't want to.
I don't want to either. Why would I want, like... No, just no.
But I just don't want to.
No interest.
No interest.
I'm like, I want to be in a room full of people I don't know.
I would
honest.
Love. See, that's why I really want to go away this year.
I want this like feeling of euphoria, anonymity.
Can we please go away this year and go somewhere cool?
Yeah. Like, I literally want...
Shannon to Naples is the new place.
Shannon to Naples! Get out
what?
Of my house!
I'd love to go to Naples.
Hey, Mambo.
Imagine we'd be like the White Lotus.
No. You know where you can actually stay at the hotel?
These gays. They're trying to murder me.
Loads of Italian men are gay.
I just want to be in the White Lotus, to be honest.
No, I do think, like, yeah, this has been the most, like, 2022 is the driest year of my life.
Same.
In many, many ways, girls.
And a very, very
many
hard
ways.
Year.
This, yeah, worst year of my life.
I think...
So far.
I think that it was a really hard year for everyone. I think we all had really hard
years. I think,
years.
Like, I actually look back and I was like, I don't think COVID years were this bad. Like...
Unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
I do think... I think it was the... how would I say, the adjustment to going back to normal
fucked
was
us all
actually
up.
Harder yeah. than being in yeah. that insulated space.
Absolutely. It's the in between and the kind of like residual fear and trauma that's left from the COVID
years. It's the
years
limbo.
It's actually worse. It's the crimbo limbo, but like the years.
Yeah.
Limbo.
So hopefully 2023 we're kind of...
Hopefully it's just like, I still have, like when I go to work, I still have to wear a mask.
You know?
Like, I'm fucking sick of it.
But
and
I
now
do
loads
think...
of people, every second person has COVID again, and people are like, it's not real, or it's not back, and it doesn't matter, it's only a flu. Like, I'm fucking sick of it. I'm actually so sick.
The flu is actually worse than COVID now.
Yeah, I'm just, well, depends. Literally, depends on your age, health, all that shite. It depends, like, everyone is different.
Basically, I just think.
But yeah, this year was possibly the worst year.
It was a really bad year for me, anyway.
Yeah, I had a horrible, horrible year. But I'm still here, so...
We're still here.
Shout out to my therapist.
Shout out to...
my therapist.
Everybody.
Reese is like, shout out to my dad for making amazing cocktails. Oh. Like, shout out to my therapist.
I'm such an only child.
You really are. You really are.
Brianna was like, what presents do you get? And I'm like,
just like... You know, a lot. And I'm like, okay.
I came in and I was like, I didn't want a lot. But
can we talk about something? I don't know if it bothers you. But I think the epitome of having no class is people who put their Christmas presents all over social media.
Oh my God, same.
Like, I think it is the trashiest thing ever.
I have seen, and I think we're talking about
I don't
same
know
person. But
no,
I have
I don't
seen
think
this one gal. Okay. Girls, she do be rallying out the flat lays, rallying them out. Like,
no,
she was like, this is from my boyfriend, this is from my mom, this is from my dad,
no,
this
stop.
Is from my nana. Here's them all together.
You know, but those people who do that, I feel like we're also the people who get like a bajillion Easter eggs and put them like in towers and like take pictures of them on Snapchat stories.
Yes, but also
go away, you
okay, can I just say one thing? God, this may be, I don't know, unpopular opinion. The presents weren't that great either.
But this is the thing, don't put your fucking presents, gifts on Instagram, Snapchat, whatever. Nobody wants to see what the fuck you got.
Be a Sophie Murray, just put up the Saint Laurent bag, don't show what's in it.
No, I think that's tack as well.
No, she put up a lovely aesthetic photo of her Christmas tree.
I get it if it's an aesthetic photo, but also maybe, do you know what I mean? It's like, there are people dying. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, I
like,
can't
Kim, there's people. It's
it
kind of
took
like,
me everything to not put up a little snap of my Ugg box. Do you know what I mean?
I get that.
But
I get like people are happy with their presents and they want to show
I know.
Them
I but no, no, no. See, I think there's a different thing. Like, I think if you actually loved one present
and you're
like,
just so happy,
that's
yeah.
so amazing. Okay, great. I'm so grateful I have this. But it's the people putting up flat lays of
when
every
like
single
a,
thing.
Here's the Christmas
gotten.
Haul. Like,
right. What I got for Christmas, that's done.
No,
that's so 2014.
Like, I don't need to know.
I've done them before in my past, obviously, when I was on YouTube. They were such a big thing on YouTube. Like, people
yeah.
would get up on, like, Christmas morning and literally, feel, like, I did
yeah.
you'd film what you got. But it was just more of, like, a haul kind of situation. And
but
everyone...
I think that's dead. Don't do it again.
Oh, no, it's dead. No, I'll never do it again.
I think it's just, like,
it's
disrespectful.
Just
to, like, especially to people who can't afford
exactly.
to have all these nice things. Anyway, I'm not trying to be, like, Mother Teresa here.
No, no, but it's true. Like, I think people need to read the room. Like, it's been a very, very hard year for people. Like, some people are away from their home countries, living
Sorry,
in, like, awful places.
Another thing I can't get over.
Wow.
What the fuck is going on with these promise rings people are coming out with?
I didn't see this.
They're not engagement rings, but people be getting rings.
What, promise rings?
Promise rings.
Who is are you seeing with this?
I've seen a few people with promise rings from their significant other who they've been with for
just
I'd
get
say
engaged.
About 5 months.
Just get engaged.
I'm actually like, why would you bother?
What's the promise for?
Promise to never.
What are you promising? What are you promising?
I'd love to
a
know.
Ring, an engagement ring.
Exactly. So why would you not just get the engagement ring? Anyways, I saw another person get engaged today. Congratulations to y'all who got engaged and whatever. But fuck me, I'm so sick of seeing it. I don't hate that people are getting engaged. I hate that when I see people get engaged, it reminds
it's always
me.
In the same place.
New
fucking
York.
New York. Girls, Times Square to be making money
the
off these
Central
Irish
Park.
Ones. Off these Irish ones going over going, my New York dream come true.
Fairy tale in New York.
It's Christmas Eve, babe.
I actually cannot. But no.
With my nine Karen.
I don't get mad at people getting engaged.
No, me neither. I love it.
I just hate seeing it because I go, oh, a fuck another one. It's like seeing people go to Australia. Oh, a fuck another one is gone.
Joe, what the song is always is. I'm just left the heart. They always like put it up and they're like, happy for the happiest year of my life. Or what's the other one? I kind of think it's like, I will always love you.
Oh, stop.
Or, but I do.
The things that are like, boy done good, actually make me want to stick my fingers
in the Christmas presents, where the girls should be putting up the fucking rallied Michael Kors bag. Boy done good this year.
No, get out.
No.
No. Also, this is like a roasted Christmas, really.
It really is. Year. Sorry, not new.
It's
not
a bit of both. It's the holiday season. It started off as that,
but we're kind of living for this.
I loved seeing people's Christmas dinners. I'm like, I feed that to the dog.
I had an immaculate Christmas dinner. I just didn't take a photo
I saw some gravy with mushrooms in it. I was like, who the fuck does that?
Miriam put up one, right? And it was...
Calling you out, Miriam!
Sorry, calling you out. But no, she either. No, it wasn't her one. Okay. She was putting up... She asked to rate people's dinners on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
And she put up one with someone having oranges on the side.
Is it a soccer match? Like
oranges.
Is it a soccer match?
You having them at halftime? Like what?
Yeah. Halftime. Just taking a break.
Just taking a break, having an orange. But the only Terry's chocolate oranges is what I'd be having. But I don't know.
A bit of citrus to cut the fat.
Some people can't fucking cook.
Some people should just order in.
Get it catered like so.
It's a bit much now. Do you know what I love? I remember Katie put up the menu and I was like, screenshot. It's like, I love reading menus. I don't know why. Whenever somebody puts up a wedding menu,
well, I'm sorry now. If
you're at a wedding, I need to know what's on it.
If I was wealthy, I'd be getting fucking catering to do it. Wouldn't be dealing with that shit.
Yeah, true. I'd love like Chef K, who the Kardashians have.
Would love a chef to come and do it on, hand it up to me. Yeah. I get someone in to do the table and all.
Honestly, if you want to pay me, I'll go in and do the table and the baking.
I'm lazy. I would. No, sorry.
But yeah, no, I saw some dogs dinners now, to be fair. And I saw someone eating pizza. Sorry, I can't remember who it is.
Image me.
Well, what's worse, it was like an oven pizza. Do you know,
Were they alone on Christmas?
Literally might as well have been. It looked like it wasn't even like a restaurante little pizza, like Dr. Oker.
Oh, Jesus, no, I'd be having one out of the pizza oven at home if it was me. No, but I can't lie, though.
It's like half an oven pizza and a potato.
Oh, lads, my dad makes sausage meat stuff. And
Mom makes that now. So
it's
unreal.
The most divine thing. He only makes the Christmas, lads. I'd eat the tray.
I think my favourite thing about Christmas is the food.
Same.
This year was very different. Last year, I drank so much I passed out on the couch. That's what I'm saying. The sole worst year of my life, 2022. Like, I don't know what happened.
We need to be lit in 2023.
Are we doing dry January? Is that even a thing?
I'm not doing it. Because, I'm sorry, I don't drink enough to do dry January.
Literally same.
So I want a little tipple, I'll have it.
I feel like people who have to do dry January need to reassess.
No, truly. Like,
how much are you consuming?
If you're having a drink of a Saturday night, you do not need to do dry January.
No.
Sorry.
But if you're having a glass of wine every night, you need an AA meeting.
Yeah, like, I'm like...
No.
No, I don't like dry January. I also don't like what's the other
one? You're gonna make a vision board. I know we made a vision board.
I think I will. I always do.
I need to make one anyway. Which just nice. I set mine as my screensaver.
I always do it.
It's just like Pinterest pictures made in a collage, essentially.
I just really want to become
famous.
A minimal bad girl baddie this year.
A what?
A minimal bad girl baddie. I want to be like so put together. I want to be like a Molly Mae style. I want to come the in neutrals. Like coats, neutrals. I need to leave it go. I need to get it out of my clutches because it's just not like
the Prince of Neon here. Like
I need to denounce my title. I can't do it anymore.
Do a Harry and Meghan.
Truly, I just don't like that anymore. But it's just I keep going back to it because it's all that's in my wardrobe. But I want to just Sorry, mine is always like a style refresh. Mine is always like.
New clothes,
a rebrand.
New me. Yeah. Your New Year's is a rebrand.
I'm like Madonna. It's like a rebirth. Madonna. So she has all the different eras. I am Taylor Swift the era store.
If you were a Taylor Swift era right now, which one would you be?
Midnights, obviously.
Midnights, the newest.
Okay, well, yeah. I go between Midnights or I also loved red.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think I'm entering my like,
you're very speak now.
Yeah, I love Speak Now. That was my favorite
You're
album.
Very Moni.
I saw that tour though. I'm very what?
Very Moni Droney, like.
Moni Droney, do you die?
That's Brianna, like.
That's actually me. No, we don't. I don't want to be like that anymore.
Whereas I'm like, best believe I'm still bejeweled.
I want to be more like, I don't know, red, like the lucky one.
No, I think you need to be in your Reputation era.
Honestly, that's true.
I think last year I was in my Reputation era. Yeah, that's your Reputation era.
Okay, I'll do that. It'll be on the vision board somehow, in some way.
Yeah, I think that's kind of it.
We'll see how it goes.
Isn't it?
I think that's all I have to say.
At the 25 minute mark.
I think that's all I have to say about New Year's.
Can we also say just a big thank you to everyone who's listened so far?
Yeah, thank you.
Because it's been great and we've really enjoyed being here for you in the last month, basically, of 2022.
Let's have a fabulous new year.
Let's do it.
And leave 2022 behind. Like,
bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. She dead.
Oh, my fucking God. She fucking dead.
Did you hear about 2022? She what? Died.
Oh, my God. She died. Me, actually, invested. Sorry, what? She's in Griffins.
She's literally embalmed. She's done. She's buried.
She survived by...
Don't even leave family flowers. Goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, guys. We love you so much. Obviously, leave a review. Do all that good stuff. Follow us on socials. And we will see you a lot more in the new year.
I hope nobody is too hungover today.
Yeah. It's going to be coming
out. November 1st, I think.
November 1st?
Yeah. November. Girl. January.
January 1st.
November. No.
And on that note, we need to go. We will talk to you later, guys. Eat, pray, slay. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.